Good morning to you.
Him and his buttons. It's
it's confusing.
It's Global Climate Change Week, Lucy. What's happening in your neck of the woods about that?
It's a great opportunity to talk about a whole range of things that we're doing. We've got, firstly, a climate action group or collaboration of a number of people who are really interested in making a difference and acting on climate change. So they're meeting regularly, and there's 20 of them, and they're going to be developing a climate action plan for council. So I'm looking forward to seeing that when they've finished that work. We've also got a neighbourhood battery initiative. So this is doing a feasibility study. It's called Community Sparks, and looking at how we can get a community battery in Central Goldfields Shire, and it will sort of help people who have got solar and eventually be able to store the energy and manage their energy bill. So that's a really great project as well. We've also signed up to VECO, which is it's a procurement with a large number of councils across Victoria, where we're buying 100% renewable energy. And not that long ago, we also put an electric vehicle charging station in just near the Maryborough Railway Station. And we're also a partner in MASH, which is called More Australian Solar Homes. So that's a bulk buy project, which means people can buy solar panels at a much cheaper price through that process. So there's quite a lot of things that we're involved in, and it's a great week to celebrate all of that and to let people know.
Certainly is. You know, one of the things, and climate change is very much at the forefront of this, is that it becomes more difficult to know what weather is going to bring to us and what conditions we're going to face. And that makes an emergency management plan super duper important. Now, you've got an online forum with a number of groups getting together to talk about just this.
Yeah, and actually you really highlighted too, we've had a very wet spring and therefore lots of growth. So we've probably got an increased risk of fire danger coming up, particularly for grass fires. So this online forum is a great opportunity to hear from the Australian Red Cross, the State Emergency Service, Victoria Police, Ambulance Victoria and the CFA on how you can prepare for emergencies, and that could be fire or flood. So we'll be hearing from the CFA about how to prepare your property and to look after your pets. The Victoria Police will talk about evacuation and arson and community onlookers, so to sort of look out for people who may be committing arson offences. The SES will talk about storm and flood preparedness. Ambulance Victoria, at the moment, are promoting Shocktober, so getting people aware of how they could actually help somebody if they experience a heart attack. And the Red Cross will present on what they can do when there is an emergency, how they're there to help you and support. So Lovely. It's a great forum. It's on next Tuesday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. online.
All righty. Now, Halloween's coming up. More and more people certainly celebrating Halloween. I'm going to let Steve talk to you about this, but just be gentle, because Steve doesn't like Halloween because he has to be locked inside, because when he opens the front door, he scares the absolute bejesus out of the kids without a mask on.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah, I think the States, they call it trick or treat. Well, I'm all for the trick. Anyway, so it's a good idea. So we're actually getting back to that sort of very American scheme of Halloween. So what are you doing for the youngsters of your Shire?
Oh, there's a couple of fun things to do. So firstly, we've got a spooky tour of the Arradale Asylum in Ararat on Saturday at 5:30, which sounds a lot of fun. So this is for kids. For young people between the ages of 18 and 25. And we'll pick them up at outside council's offices on Saturday and take them up to the asylum, and all sorts of spooky things will happen. The cost of that is $15 and includes dinner and transport. So bookings are important, and anyone attending needs to also bring along their ID. And then on Sunday, there's two events. Setting up our Phillips Gardens to be a spooky place to visit. And this is really for young people up to the age of 17 years. So need to pre-book again, and there's a 30-minute session. And I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. I think the whole point is to be a bit surprised and scared.
Okay.
And then the last thing, for some older young people, there is a movie, Halloween Kills, from the Halloween franchise at 7:20 at the Maryborough Paramount Theatre. So lots of fun things to do on Halloween, and I think just again, great for kids to be able to get out and about and do something after all this lockdown.
It will be fun. I love your description there too. I classify myself as that. I'm an older, younger person.
Yeah,
I like that. Hey, listen, Lucy,
forever
thank
young.
You for that. Absolutely. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call.